This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. At your service and on your side is Jay Kirshner and your immediate and humble and most obedient servant, the Dougster. Here with some good news. This is the story of a dolphin that got lost, swam up the Florida coast, and 30 biologists volunteered to form a human chain to block its passage from going further up the waterway in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The dolphin turned around.
Yeah, it needs to turn around, completely blocking its path so it wouldn't get further lost.
Yeah. How often do you suppose this happens? This is the folks, the biologists at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, and that's a great area. Clearwater's got some nice inlets. I can see where the dolphins would be hanging out there. The fact that there was concern, somebody reported to the folks at the aquarium that there was it looked like a lost dolphin. And so the Marine Mammal Protection Act in Florida stipulates that feeding or harassing marine mammals like this is illegal. However, they had rehabbed this dolphin. The dolphin's name was Izzy, and he'd been fed by humans. And so he was looking, I'm going to guess, I don't know much about dolphin psychology, but if he'd been in that circumstance, he'd probably be looking for some more food from some more humans, right?
Exactly. Yeah, Izzy had been so used to being fed from humans, and then the boat strike kind of made Izzy forget how to hunt and just got more lost the farther up this passage Izzy was going.
Pretty well, I think that from what we know anyway about dolphins, that they're pretty much almost as smart as humans. Probably in some ways they're a lot smarter than humans. So in this circumstance, they apparently saved the dolphin. The dolphin goes back out into the main water area, right, and back into his freedom, the freedom zone.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of them on that side of Florida. That I know from my experience of having worked in Tampa for a couple of years and had a place in Clearwater. I've never actually been on a boat, though. Have you been on a boat to watch either a whale watch? No, wait a minute. That's not true. Now that I think about it, when I was in Hawaii last year, I was on a boat ride, but I remember I was so sick because of the waves. There were dolphins around us, but I didn't enjoy them because I was so damn sick.
That's miserable.
They had one of those tour boats. Larry, I loved the experience until I got sick. Mm-hmm. But they gave you, there was a meal on the boat, and the meal was prepared and delivered like 5 minutes before they knew they were going to hit these huge swells. So everybody's eating, and then they go all over the place.
That's miserable. And then, one person does it, and then it's like it's a domino effect. Ugh,
yep.
Gnarly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, but dolphins and whale, they are just so beautiful. I've had the chance to see them, but I was always on land. I wasn't in a boat, but I have been. I've never been out to deep sea. I'm not going to count Lake Erie because I've been on boats in Lake Erie, but that's not the sea. But it's not even on the same playing field. But I did go snorkeling once, and it wasn't crazy deep, but there were some different marine life I saw, but nothing as massive as a dolphin or anything like that.
Can I tell you a cool story?
Yes, Marvin.
Better introduce who I am.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. You hear us talking all the time about Bob Kay. Bob Klopfenstein is my general manager, and he does everything there is to be done, and then some, to make sure this program gets on the air.
And sometimes I get it right.
That's true. Bob and I have been working together since our days at WBZ in 1968. So that shows you how
too much
far back the old radio honchos go. But Bob always has great stories. And so you're welcome to share your story, please. I call him Marvin because that's his real name, and we're so close. He's Marvin. My real name is Dudley. So, Marvin, Take it away.
Nobody cares. Yeah, anyway, that'd be true. When, a few years ago when I lived in, well, I'm a California guy. I grew up in Southern California. And a few years ago when I was living in Redondo Beach, and you might remember this, there was this bike path and skater's path and walker's path right along the ocean called the Strand.
Yep, I used to live on the Strand. It went all the way up to Manhattan Beach.
Exactly.
I had a house there when I first did.
Well, it goes all the way from Redondo Beach all the way up past the airport to Santa Monica.
Yep.
Well, I used to go out every morning at like 5:30 and ride my bike. Like, 15, 20 miles up and down the Strand, and it's so close to the ocean, the dolphin would come in, and they would swim right along with me, and they would kind of play with me and race me sometimes, and or just pace me and stay right with me. But it was, wow, what a great experience with nature, having these animals following you along it, and there was no one else there. It was just the dolphin and me.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
very sweet.
There's my cute little story.
All right, Marvin, thank you.
Goodbye.
We can talk someday about Marvin and Dudley the Ducks that were part of our life at WBZ, but that's another story for another day. All right, now, back to the Tyre Nichols death and the circumstances that now, as the authorities continue to look into this, checking out the firemen and the emergency response team, but they also have found that there was another Memphis police officer named Preston Hemphill is apparently involved in this Nichols traffic stop as well. And so, as of now, that person has been relieved of duty. The investigation continues. Who knows? There may be some other people who are involved in this thing. I don't have to rehash what actually happened. Everybody knows it by this time. But Hemphill was the one who used his taser during the confrontation, and his body camera video showed him chasing Nichols down the road, but then he turns back to the scene of the initial traffic stop. He was heard saying, "I hope they stop his ass." There you go. There's another. He was the only, I think all the other police officers are black. This guy's white. Right? If not that, I suppose maybe some people think that's important to the coefficient here. I don't know that I think it is. I think what we're dealing with is really bad police motivation, police preparation, just bad officers, bad, what's the old song, one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch.
As humans, we feed off of each other's energy, and sometimes, especially with police officers, if there is somebody who has the energy and maybe they fire the first shot and the other police officers don't know who else fired a shot, and not that this was a beating situation, but I'm just saying with gunshots, one person starts doing something and then other people just react before realizing what was actually happening. And that's not even to go to say for police officers, that can go with any other occupation.
You know, it's really so frustrating to look at this. These guys have all had to hire attorneys, and they're all speaking individually about their clients. Mm-hmm. And so this guy, Lee Gerald, who's Hemphill's attorney, said that he was the third officer at the traffic stop. So here, there's one police officer and one cruiser that stops this guy. And then somebody else, they're on the radio, and they hear that they stop somebody, so some other cop comes. And then by the time they're done, obviously there wasn't much going on in Memphis that night, because there were five police officers who had nothing better to do than to go run to this place where this was taking place.
And so Nichols, the Scorpion unit, who are supposed to be protecting from actual violent crimes, not a traffic stop.
Yeah, right, exactly. We're not even supposed to be involved in this, but again, it looks like it was a slow night. So anyone can tell by looking at the video, they were all active in this whole scene, and they ought to all be charged in my rendering of it. So, my God. What are the rest of the people? What do the people around the world think of us in this circumstance? And it's like we're going back to the 1880s, the 1870s, when there was no law. Everybody just shot at everybody they didn't like, and you know that was it. We had it was every man for himself, and it kind of that's what the police is supposed to protect you from. That's why they're there. So it isn't every man for him or herself. All right, here's this is very interesting. News from Australia today about a tiny radioactive capsule that has been lost.
Right? On a vast stretch of highway.
In the middle of nowhere. You know, there's so much distance between the major cities in Australia. This could be anywhere. The capsule, which is dangerous, there was an emergency press conference held talking about the fact that they lost this capsule, and then one would wonder what in the world, how would that happen? But the bottom line is this capsule gives off the equivalent of receiving 10 x-rays in an hour to anybody who comes more than a yard closer to it. It makes the, if you're a yard away, you'll be making contact with whatever's inside the capsule. Oof.
Can't say it's less than a quarter inch. It's not like some foot-long capsule that they're trying to find. They are trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Yeah. Wow. Can you imagine if it got into the wrong hands? There's a movie for you right there. Or a good or bad television show. By the way, I was watching Showtime network has revived the show Claire Danes and Mandy Patinkin, some other good stars in Homeland. Did you ever see that when it was first out?
I watched the first season. Yeah, I got into the first season, but after that, I kind of fell off.
You did. I don't know that much about it, but I will tell you something. It is. It's a fabulous, fabulous show. And I was taken back in. It's 4 years old, but it's being revived now. So a word, if you're interested in seeing it again, Homeland on Showcase. All right, or Showtime, excuse me. Here's a quick reminder about Calitrin, the all-natural way, the good way, the best way, if I can use the superlative degree, absolutely the best way to lose weight, the natural way. And why do you want to lose weight any other way? You don't want to have an operation, do you? You don't want to take drugs. You don't want to take stimulants. You want to do it naturally. So go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, and take advantage of the deal that you can get by using Doug, the promo code D-O-U-G, free shipping, and 4 months free in that deal. 4 months free of this product, all natural way. Lose the weight. Keep it off with Calitrin at toploss.com.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for social media in this hour. What's trending in the celebrity news department? Everybody's favorite singer, or at least among the favorite singers, I guess, Jay, is Harry Styles. You like Harry Styles?
I'm a big fan.
Great, Harry.
Big fan. Oh. Big Harry Styles fan. He's an incredible artist. He really is. And he is an amazing performer. My husband and I saw him in concert once, and even my husband was like, whenever this cat comes around, we're going.
Is he the one who's with Olivia Wilde?
He was, yeah, Harrison. They broke up.
They broke up?
Yes. That was the one.
So yeah. is she Olivia going back to, what's his face from, what's the name of her?
To be determined, but that's what the rumor mill is saying. Right now, one of the hot gossip things for celebrity news is that Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis were seen in public recently talking, and they were, like, they gave each other a hug. But also, it could just be because they're co-parents and they're trying to have a respectful relationship. Although, things did get really ugly at a certain point in their separation, but to be determined.
Yeah, now, I'm looking at this. We were starting to, to talk about Harry Styles. The reason that I brought his name up the first time around was because of the Grammys. He's going to be a very important part of the Grammys. And I think, the Grammys, is it this weekend? When is the...
February 5th.
February
5th, and he's one of the performers. He's going to be turning the Grammy stage into Harry's house.
Yeah. All right, so that's the... this coming Sunday, because we're all done with January. It's the last day of January, so... So this weekend, One Direction, he was in that group. Are they performing as well, or is it just Harry Styles?
No, they disbanded. They broke up.
Yeah, are they not? Really?
One Direction. Oh, yeah.
I thought they were still
together. Yeah, they broke up, like, a long time ago, but so many of them went off to have their own solo careers. However, Harry Styles probably is the one having the most success, comparatively speaking, out of all of them. But, yeah, they were all great, and... When they joined for, what was it, America's Got Talent or whatever show they were on, they weren't even a group. They were put together because the judges thought that they couldn't really make it, or the coaches, they couldn't make it individually, but let's form a group out of them. And then they ended up taking it and became this huge success, this world-renowned One Direction.
All right, well, let's see who else is going to perform at this year's Grammys. Looks like Mary J. Blige is going to be performing, Brandi Carlile, Lizzo, I didn't realize this. The reason they call her Lizzo is because they want to call her Beth or Elizabeth. So her name's Elizabeth, but she's now Lizza. Mm-hmm. Sam
Smith.
Oh,
there's so many different names for Elizabeth. Betty, yeah. Busy, Biz.
Yeah. So I was reading, and this, again, two and two is still four. I'm putting lots of pieces together here. Sam Smith is on the list of performers. I noted that he was one of the world's most notable binary, or is it non-binary? What does that
non-binary.
Mean?
Non-binary. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Sam Smith goes by they rather than he. This is the pronoun situation. The binary is he, she, the typical, that stuff. And the non-binary doesn't identify with neither he nor she.
Trevor Noah is going to host, so that will ensure that it's a big waste of time because I think he's about as big.
You don't like Trevor Noah?
Oh, my God, what a bore. Oy. All right, let's just go back to Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis. So while we were talking, I did what you do. Just sort of let's see what's going on. And so they're keeping it friendly, at least. All right? They're because Olivia and Styles are quote unquote taking a break. Don't you love that? All these, lots of stuff in quotation marks. She says she wants to focus on her children and her work. So if she had an amicable decision, but she didn't have such a well, didn't she get served with papers on the stage or something?
Yeah, on stage. I was about something with the children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, so that's that story. It's 28 after on the story-filled Good Day program.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday announced the state's first ever border czar to address the invasion of illegal immigrants coming through the southern border at record levels. Abbott hired veteran Border Patrol agent Mike Banks to serve as special advisor on border matters to the governor. Abbott claims it was necessary because the Biden administration has failed Texans by allowing the border crisis to continue unchecked. A claim of censorship strikes the media world again. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he finds the deplatforming of Newsmax from AT&T's DirecTV very concerning and promising Congress would hold hearings on the matter. The Speaker on Newsmax.
Newsmax should not be treated any differently based upon them being a conservative news outlet. And this is very concerning to me, and I hope we get this corrected.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Happy hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug with Jay Kirshner as we look around for inspiration. The old Righteous Brothers tune, You're My Soul and Inspiration. Isn't it funny? My children tease me, and so do my friends. I can come up with any, and you've noticed this. As a matter of fact, Jennifer teased me. Victoria used to tease me. People have been on the air with me for a long time. I can come up with a song for almost any story. And if I can get away with it,
really
I'll sing You're My Soul and My Inspiration, right? I can be like that. I can be the third Righteous Brother, but then it would be the Righteous
or Journey.
Triplets.
So what is it? You're the meaning of my life. You're my inspiration, or something like that. You're the inspiration.
Like yeah, right.
I'll leave the singing to you. But one thing I really like about you, Doug, is if you can't find a song easily, you know, recall, you will make one up.
Make one up.
And nobody would be ever the wiser.
That's right. Exactly. I don't even know about that. All right. So anyway, John Steinbeck, who is one of our best masters when it comes to writing and having philosophy, his work was very definitive, I thought. He wrote once, it's so easy to give, so exquisitely rewarding to give, why don't more people give? And I think that is great food for thought. Are you a giver or are you a taker? It's okay to be a giver and a receiver, But it's great to have it a two-way street. And maybe even better to pay it forward. I have a couple of friends in my life, Jay, who are really very good at paying it forward. I think that's an expression that just is, it's more recent, isn't it, than last, what, 10, 12 years? Wasn't there a movie or something about that whole philosophy of paying it forward? I know that it's not new.
Probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, but and even think back about when back in the day of it, take a penny, leave a penny.
Yes.
You needed a penny, you took it out of that little thing at the cash register, and then when you had extra pennies, you'd put them in.
Yeah.
That people do that a lot of times at drive-thrus, a lot with coffee shops especially, where somebody will pay for the order of the person behind them and keep doing stuff like that. Or if somebody was given, we've had a lot of good news stories about this, where somebody receives an inheritance or for some reason, one way or another, comes into an excess of funds, and they decide to use a lot of that money to do different things. There was a restaurant owner who came into her own inheritance, and she decided to take all of her employees plus their family on this massive family vacation.
I remember that. Yeah. That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. Yeah. All expenses paid. Yeah.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. All right, now, this is from the na-na-na-na-na department, and it's not, I'm not talking about the guys who did Steam that did hey, na-na-na-na, goodbye. This is so befitting. So here's this guy who's standing in line to buy a lottery ticket, right? I mean, Land, you're going to get, you know, whatever your lottery ticket is. So this fellow is standing there, and this stranger runs into the line, cuts in front of him at the ticket machine, and buys his sister, and then he runs away. So this is in Palm Beach County, Florida.
These are the auto-generated numbers.
Yeah, right. And so the fellow behind him, all right, this guy cuts into line, gets his ticket, and leaves. So now this fellow, Stephen Espinoza, lives in Delray Beach. He gets his number, and voila, the number wins him 1 million smackers. So this is a ticket inside of a supermarket, and he goes to do his, it's a 500 times the cash scratch-off game. He scratches it off, and he says, wow, I can't believe it, I won $1 million. And he wouldn't have gotten
Had the person not cut in front of him, he wouldn't have gotten that. Now,
exactly.
I'm sorry for the person who was in line
behind him. I know it.
This gentleman.
Yeah. So he got a lump sum payment of $820,000, and he and his wife are going to buy a new home with that. Good for them. And
good for them,
You know, you think about how, what
patience is a virtue. Do you know that you can actually have people cut in line? You can help people cut in line, but there's a distinct way to do it that is fair to everybody. And it's not necessarily having them cut in front of you. It is you give them your spot in line, and then you move to the back of the line. So it's like you give them your spot in line, and then you take what would have been their spot in line.
I don't know that I've ever done that. That's good, though. I'll hold on to that.
That is the correct way to let people cut in line. So it's not putting anybody else out. It's you are giving up your spot and letting them take it. And then where they would have been in the back of the line, that's where you go.
Yep. All right. Dangerous wind chills are sweeping across our country as we speak, affecting tens of millions of people. The weather is going to be quite cold over much of the nation. Fortunately for me, I'm getting on a plane and going back to California for a long
You're like
weekend.
Juices.
Yeah, right. See you later. And actually, I think I've said this. I've told the story on the air. I'm getting my eyes done. Didn't I tell that story on the air yet? If I told what I'm doing? Yeah.
Yes, but it's a fascinating story, and I feel like you can go into it in case anybody missed it, because it really is super cool, and no pun intended.
I have been for 3 years talking to this same ophthalmologist in Los Angeles, who's the world's best, supposedly, and that would take me 3 years to get comfortable with him, because this is such a serious operation. This guy is an ophthalmologist. A lot of people have LASIK. A lot of people now are having some of these operations done to replace the cornea with something that's better. I'm going to, on Thursday morning, as soon as we're off the air, going into the surgery center, and I'm going to have a procedure that will replace both the corneas, both of my eyes. So as I learn more about it, and sometimes when I think about it, I think, do I really want to do this? When the explanation comes, for example, I haven't told this part of the story on the air. What they do when you go into the surgery center, they pretty much almost put you to sleep, but not enough because they want to be able to
twilight zone.
Functionally, yeah, right. You're in the twilight zone. So the first thing they do is they freeze your eyeball with that quick freezing stuff, whatever they call that. What is that ice that freezes you?
Cryogenic chamber is stuck in my head, but it's like that stuff.
So they freeze your eyeball, and then they take a little teeny chisel. And because the eyeball is frozen, they can break up the pieces of the cornea, literally, and they use a little vacuum cleaner, and they suck the stuff out of your eyeball. So at that point,
you watch it happen.
Well, after it's done, you can't watch it because you can't see. Everything on that side is black. You're done for the next 15, 20 minutes. I just found this out today. So you go into the operating room. And they have the process. They've tested your eyes so they know what you need for lenses on each side of your eye. And so for the next 15 or 20 minutes, they literally stitch a new cornea with an implanted, what it basically amounts to, what do they call the contact lenses? It's a contact lens that is permanent, and they put it on your eyeball, and so then you can see. They put a patch over your eye. Brendan was happy to send me a note from my grandson Jasper, who is notorious for wanting to pull my ears, to pull my nose, to stick his fingers in my mouth. So Brendan says he's going to be chasing me around trying to pull a patch off my eye all weekend. So I get the first one done on Thursday. I should be able to see on Friday to be on the air, at least out of one eye. And then on Monday, I get the second one done.
Can you please post a photo of you on Friday morning?
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, so then they do the second one. After 24 hours, you're supposed to be fine. And then the second one I'll do on Monday. And because he says, well, you need to stay for a day or two for me to check. And I said, geez, I got to get back. I can't stay there. I'm going to take the red eye back again. And he said, okay, you're healthy. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. By the time I get back here on Tuesday when we go on the air, I should have completely new vision. There are three different things that are offered. You can improve your nearsightedness, you can improve your farsightedness, or you can do both. So I have decided to do both so that I will never have to wear glasses again. I've been since my 40s, I've been wearing glasses. I have 40 some odd pair of glasses in the house and in the cars and the trucks and stuff. And I scared myself because I can't really see when I'm driving at night anymore. And when I took my driver's
exam. Do you have a halo effect?
Yeah. But when I took my driver's exam to get a renewal in November of my license, I couldn't pass. I couldn't see anything. I couldn't pick out any numbers, no letters, no nothing. So I had to get a license renewed, requiring I have glasses. Anyway, so there'll be more stories, I'm sure. Meanwhile, back to the story about I started talking about California because of the weather that's heading east now. And the questions being asked here in the Northeast, there hasn't been really a lot of cold, and there really hasn't been a lot of snow. In fact, the weather folks, the meteorologists, are saying that there's a snow drought. Where is the snow? When you think about anything in the Northeast, pretty much from, Pennsylvania, Ohio, where you are, Indiana.
Yeah. We have snow right now, but also we keep having it almost feels like the Nashville weather that we just left, where it'll snow, but then it rains, and then the snow is gone, or the snow all melts, and then it snows again. And right now we have snow, but normally we usually have snow from a certain period to the next period. It's not this melt and then snow again situation that it has been the last week and a half.
Well, apparently this week it marks a 50-year record for the lack of snow in the Northeast. They've had a lot of last week in Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. The ski areas had a fabulous week because the snow was just right at just the right time. So I have some friends that went up to, I think they went to Mount Snow. Anyway, wherever they went, they had a wonderful time because the snow had come just at the right time. But in New York State, especially southern New York State, Pennsylvania, and southern New England as well, basically, they haven't seen any snow. We saw, I think, 3 inches here last week on the farm, and it was cold for a day, and that's it. But, you know, there's, when you look back on it, I remember snow a couple of years ago on Halloween, and then Thanksgiving. It's not unusual to have snow on the ground around Thanksgiving time, certainly by the middle of December. We had some snow on Christmas
Eve. And if you live in an area where it snows, then you're going to have a white Christmas. That's just one of those things. But in the last few years, it seems like we haven't been having white Christmases. I remember being little, and we had to pick our Halloween costume to fit around a snowsuit.
Really? Wow.
And now it's like, no, it's definitely not going to snow on Halloween.
Nah. No, it's still warm. It's global warming, right? Climate change. Look out. Anyway, the thing that I'm hearing from a lot of youngsters around, I have children who take riding lessons because I have some horses. Mostly I have cows at the farm, but my home farm, we have a half a dozen horses, and the girls that have them give lessons, and the kids have been complaining because they didn't have any snow days. So last week, even though the snow wasn't that bad, there was a half a snow day, but this is unusual at this time to have not really had any snow days in the Northeast. So anyway, there's do we have to wait? Looks like the amount of no snow in January has set a record that, or has broken a record that was set in 1973 when there was no snow either. And then the record before that was 1869, the first year records were kept in New York and New England. And so that's how far back it goes when there wasn't any snow. How about them apples, boys and girls? It's now 48 past the hour.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick
something already.
Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Good day, health. Doug Steffen here with my friend, my mentor in many ways when it comes to what I know about my body, my health, and what I pass along to you and your health. I get from the likes of Jack Stockwell. I almost said the loins. I'm glad I didn't say that, but And Jack and his wife Mary are responsible for all kinds of the fight against truth decay when it comes to medicine and what you know about your body from Jack's research and his perspective. So I have come across something that I put your I always when I'm doing taking my notes and I'm writing things down and things I want to talk about, I put people's names. So you'll be happy to know your name is on four different things this week. You've hit the jackpot, the hit parade. First one has to do with meditation, and how the reason I brought you in on this is because there is a suggestion in the Journal of General Psychiatry that meditation alters your gut microbes. So as you are a GAPS practitioner and a NUCA chiropractor, but mostly the focus here with you and Mary especially is on the GAPS practice, what happens in the gut is going to indicate what happens to the rest of your body. So what do you think about meditation?
Well, almost anything that we eat, drink, breathe, get skin contact with anything else is going to affect the microbiome. And meditation, one of the primary effects of meditation is to decrease cortisol levels. Cortisol, when you get anxious and afraid or scared or you've got to run or whatever else, or you just can't get out of that immediate moment where your nerves are just going crazy, cortisol levels raise in order to calm those things down, and that suppresses the immune system. And 85 to 86% of our immune system is found in the gut. And when there is this constant disturbance between cortisol levels and the ability for you to just relax, mm-hmm. as meditation, regular forms of meditation on a regular basis helps to suppress that kind of anxiety, that kind of worrisome notion in the body that raises the cortisol, that suppresses the immune, that allows an imbalance in the gut to take place among the many members of the microbiome. So I haven't read any research on it. This is the first time I've heard that, but it makes perfect sense.
Stick with me, Jack. You'll learn a lot.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about regular use of vitamin D. This is some melanoma researchers have looked at the impact of vitamin D on cancer, most specifically in this circumstance, skin cancer. Vitamin D comes from the sun. So is there a confusion that comes out of this? That is, when you are exposed too much to the sun, you get skin cancer. But regular use of vitamin D, according to these people in this research paper, is linked to fewer melanoma cases. So how would that be? How do you sort of twist that one?
Well, that breaks down on various different kinds of population studies. There's, I remember reading somewhere, there's like 2.5 to 3 billion people on the planet right now who are in 8 to 12 hours of sunshine every single day who do not get any skin cancer. And if you look at their diets,
I'm one of those people, by the way. I'm one of those.
That's right. And you'll just look to their diets, and you'll find out. Now, the relationship of vitamin D to skin cancer is very relative to those whose diets do not support a good immune response. But the one thing, when they're always talking about vitamin D, they never seem to ever mention is the number one job of vitamin D is to absorb calcium in the gut. Your body will not absorb calcium, no matter how much you take, no matter how long you take it, in the form of milk or cheese or some certain vegetables or whatever else. It's not going to get in the system unless you have vitamin D present at a certain level. Why is that important? Because calcium is what empowers the immune system to get the job done. Your immune system will go flat without sufficient levels of calcium. You can't absorb calcium without vitamin D.
So it's in either, it's okay, I got it.
It's as simple as that.
Two and two is four. The Center for Disease Confusion says only about half of us are meeting our physical activity guidelines. When you see people at your clinic in Salt Lake, do you talk to them about their physical activity? Can you tell by looking at them that they need more?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes, you can see by the color in their face. You can see by the energy they represent in the clinic, whether or not they've got good cardio response as a result of exercising the heart. And it doesn't take anything more than just get up and walk for a bit.
Keep moving. All right, there's the word from Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. Jack comes to us from his clinic along with his wife Mary. They practice in Salt Lake City. Check them out at ForbiddenDoctor.com and JackStockwell.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.